This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism, and both agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. He was addressing a joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump at the White House in Washington, D.C. today.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में भारत और अमेरिका दृढ़ता से साथ खड़े रहे हम सहमत हैं कि सीमा पार आतंकवाद के उन्मूलन के लिए ठोस कार्रवाई आवश्यक है और मैं राष्ट्रपति जी का आभारी हूं उन्होंने 2008 के जिसने भारत में नरसंहार किया उस मुजरिम को अब भारत के हवाले करने का निर्णय किया है भारत की अदालतें उचित कार्रवाई करेंगी.
Mr. Modi said India and the US have announced to sign a new 10-year framework for a major defense partnership in the 21st century. The framework, which will run from 2025 to 2035, is aimed at strengthening defense ties between the two countries. India and the US have decided to double the bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030. During the meeting, US President Donald Trump said India and the US have agreed to work together to help build one of the greatest trade routes, the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. He announced a key agreement aimed at making the US the leading supplier of oil and natural gas to India. India and the US also reaffirmed that a close partnership between both the countries is central to a free, open, peaceful and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said India will host the Quad Summit later this year, and Prime Minister Modi has extended an invitation to President Trump. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Thailand share deep cultural ties that span over 2,000 years, addressing the Samvad program being organized in Thailand through video conference. Mr. Modi said India's Act East policy and Thailand's Act West policy complement each other, promoting mutual progress and prosperity. He said it stands as a beautiful example of the shared philosophical and spiritual traditions of Asia. The nation is remembering the soldiers who lost their lives in the Pulwama attack in 2019. The day marks the sixth year of the horrific terror attack in the Pulwama district of Jammu and Kashmir, where 40 CRPF personnel lost their lives in the line of duty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid tributes to the soldiers who lost their lives in the attack. President Draupadi Murmu today urged women to dream big and gather the courage, strength and potential to achieve their dreams. The president was addressing the delegates of the 10th International Women's Conference hosted by the Art of Living International Centre in Bengaluru. The president emphasised that women must be fearless, set ambitious goals, break barriers and challenge stereotypes. President Murmu stated that every human being needs to put in extra effort consciously to promote human values such as compassion, love and unity. The president pointed out that women have a special ability to lead through compassion. Emphasizing the importance of mental health, the president said, mental wellness is fundamental to the ability of any woman to lead a meaningful life and contribute to the family, society and the world. President Murmu further added that sometimes the cultural norms of a society make it difficult for women to speak openly about their emotional well-being. India's wholesale price index, WPI-based inflation for the month of January 2025, eased to 2.31% on an annual basis from 2.37% in December 2024, according to the Ministry of Commerce and Industry data released today. The annual inflation rate for primary articles in the wholesale price index declined to 4.69% in January, down from 6.02% in December. The 38th National Games came to a close this evening. The closing ceremony is underway at the Gaulapur International Stadium in Haldwani, Uttarakhand. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is the chief guest, accompanied by the Chief Minister of Meghalaya, the President of the Indian Olympic Association, P.T. Usha, and several other distinguished dignitaries. And with that, we end this news bulletin.